Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! For more than 15 years, CJSF 90.1 FM has been bringing Democracy Now! To the greater Vancouver area every weekday at 11 a.m. From New York, this is Democracy Now!
You would both have us talk about respect for your mission and your agents. But your agencies are unaccountable, paramilitary forces, and I have just as much respect for you as I do for the last white men who put on masks to terrorize communities of color. I have no respect for the inheritors of the Klanhood and the Slave Patrol. Those activities were immoral then and criminal, and so are yours.
Democratic lawmakers grill top immigration officials at a House hearing following the fatal shootings of Renee Good and Alex Preti by federal agents in Minneapolis. We'll speak to Chicago Congresswoman Delia Ramirez and Al Green of Texas. We'll also talk to Congressman Green about Black History Month and President Trump's refusal to apologize after posting a racist video depicting the Obamas as apes.
Mr. President, this is one more reason why, when I go back to Congress, I'm going to bring another set of articles of impeachment against you for your racist attitude that you exhibit against people of color in this country.
Plus, we speak to the head of the Union of Concerned Scientists about the Trump administration's moves to gut U.S. climate regulations. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. On Capitol Hill, the heads of three federal immigration agencies all defended the Trump administration's mass deportation campaign. Todd Lyons, the acting head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Rodney Scott, the commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, and Joseph Edlow, the director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, testified before the House Homeland Security Committee on Tuesday. They refused to comment on the killings of Renee Good and Alex Preti by federal immigration agents. Lyons, the acting ICE director, mentioned his agency would maintain an active presence during the World Cup this summer. Lyons was also questioned about whether ICE is surveilling protesters, as multiple outlets have reported. He denied the agency's compiling a database tracking U.S. citizens.
One of your officers in Maine said to one of the individuals protesting, "We're going to put your face in a little database." What does that mean? Do you have a little database of Americans?
No, sir, we don't.
Then what do you think your ICE agent was doing to this individual when he said those statements?
I can't speak for that individual, sir, but I can assure you there is no database that's tracking United States citizens.
Meanwhile, Democratic lawmakers are continuing to withhold funding for DHS, threatening a partial government shutdown starting Saturday, unless Republicans agree to their demands to rein in federal immigration agents by requiring judicial warrants, better identification of DHS officers, new use of force standards, and a stop to racial profiling. In more immigration news, an immigrant family filed a lawsuit earlier this month saying their 18-month-old toddler was returned to the ICE jail in Dilley, Texas, amidst a measles outbreak and denied medication after she was hospitalized with a life-threatening respiratory illness. The girl is identified as Amalia in the lawsuit. The girl and her two parents have since been released from ICE custody. Meanwhile, a federal class action lawsuit by the ACLU and three Latino families alleges law enforcement used aggressive tactics and unjustly detained hundreds of people, including children, during an immigration raid in Wilder, Idaho, last October. The day of the raid, more than 200 federal, state, and local law enforcement officers descended on a popular horse racing venue with armored trucks and helicopters detaining approximately 400 people, including U.S. citizens and children, some as young as 3 years old, according to the ACLU. People describe being shoved by agents, dragged out of their cars with flashbang grenades, shot with rubber bullets, while parents and children were zip-tied at gunpoint and detained for several hours. Democratic Congressmember Ro Khanna has accused the Justice Department of improperly redacting the names of wealthy men with ties to the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. On Tuesday, Khanna took to the floor of the House and revealed the names of six men, including billionaire Leslie Wexner, the former CEO of Victoria's Secret.
Salvatore Navora, Zorab Michalads, Leopig Leonor, Nicola Caputa, Sultan Ahmed bin Suliam, CEO of Dubai Ports World, and billionaire businessman Leslie Wexner, who was labeled as a co-conspirator by the FBI.
It comes amidst new revelations about Trump's knowledge of Epstein's crimes. According to a 2019 FBI interview contained in the Epstein files, the former Palm Beach police chief, Michael Reeder, said Trump called him back in 2006, just as Epstein's criminal sex charges were becoming public, to say, quote, thank goodness you're stopping him. Everyone has known he's been doing this, unquote. Trump also said Epstein's accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell, was, quote, evil and to focus on her, unquote. That contradicts Trump's own statements after Epstein's arrest in July 2019, saying, quote, I had no idea, when asked about Epstein's abuse of teen girls. Meanwhile, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick's name has appeared in more than 250 documents in the Epstein files, which include details about how Lutnick arranged for his nanny to meet with Epstein and had her resume sent to him in 2013. In 2008, Epstein was convicted in Florida of soliciting prostitution from a minor. Lutnick is now facing bipartisan calls to resign from his position. On Tuesday, he testified in a Senate hearing that he and his family traveled to Epstein's private island.
I did have lunch with him as I was on a boat going across on a family vacation. My wife was with me, as were my four children and nannies. I had another couple with, they were there as well with their children, and we had lunch on the island.
That was Lutnick's admission about visiting Epstein's island in 2012. But a year ago, Lutnick told a very different story, saying his last meeting with Epstein was in 2005, when after moving next door to Epstein, he visited his house and saw a massage table in the living room. Lutnick then says Epstein got weirdly close to him and said he got a massage every day and, quote, got the right kind of massage, unquote. Lutnick then said this in his podcast.
And we left. And in the 6 or 8 steps it takes to get from his house to my house, my wife and I decided that I will never be in the room with that disgusting person ever again. So I was never in the room with him socially, for business, or for even philanthropy. If that guy was there, I wasn't going because he's gross.
Again, his island visit with Epstein was something like 7 years later. In its latest attack against LGBTQ plus people, the Trump administration has removed a pride flag from the historic Stonewall National Monument here in New York City. Stonewall became the first national monument to LGBTQ plus rights following the 1969 Stonewall Rebellion. This is a resident who lives across the street from the Stonewall Monument.
It meant that there was pride in the fight for equal rights. And, you know, I'm going to cry, but anybody's civil rights are impinged on, and that means anybody else's can be. So that, you know, that is a measure of our safety, just smuggled away in the middle of the night or whenever it was that they did it. It's very, very depressing and sad.
The Trump administration plans to cut $600 million in public health funds from four Democratic-led states. The proposed cuts will impact California, Minnesota, Illinois, and Colorado, and slash grants to state and local public health departments. The Health and Human Services Department, which is led by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., reportedly claimed the grants managed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention were being terminated because they didn't reflect the agency's priorities. Many of the funds that'll be slashed sustained health programs for transgender and LGBTQ plus people and children, as well as Black women. President Trump's meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House today as the U.S. continues to threaten Iran. On Tuesday, Trump said he could send another aircraft carrier to strike Iran if negotiations over the country's nuclear program fail. Trump told Axios, quote, either we'll make a deal or we'll have to do something very tough like last time, unquote. The U.S. and Iran held talks Friday in Oman for the first time since the 12-day war back in June last year. Negotiations are set to continue, but a date and location hasn't been confirmed yet. This is Ali Larijani, a top advisor to Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei.
From the beginning, we believe that war does not resolve matters between the two countries, and the regional disputes between Iran and the West must be resolved through dialogue. It is a mistake on the part of others to believe that they could resolve issues through the language of force.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting the Pentagon will send 200 U.S. troops to Nigeria to train Nigeria's military to fight Islamist militants. It comes after President Trump repeatedly accused Nigeria of failing to protect Christians from terrorist attacks, despite the fact that both Muslims and Christians have been killed in indiscriminate attacks by armed groups. Back in December, the U.S. launched airstrikes claiming to target the Islamic State in northwestern Nigeria. In Sudan, the UN Children's Fund has warned more than half of all children in parts of North Darfur are acutely malnourished, with two more areas in the region experiencing famine levels of hunger. This is UNICEF spokesperson Ricardo Pires.
Famine thresholds for malnutrition have been surpassed in Umbaru and Kernoy, locations that weren't previously considered at risk. Extreme hunger and malnutrition come for children first, the youngest, the smallest, the most vulnerable. And in Sudan, it's spreading. These are children between 6 months and 5 years old, and they are running out of time.
According to recent UN data, over 30 million people out of Sudan's population, nearly 47 million, are in need of urgent humanitarian assistance. This comes as Reuters reports United Arab Emirates allegedly funded a campaign in Ethiopia to train fighters of the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. The UAE has repeatedly denied involvement in Sudan's war. The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, has halted all flights to and from El Paso International Airport for 10 days, citing, quote, special security reasons, unquote. Texas State Representative Vincent Perez of El Paso told the New York Times, quote, I have never heard of an American airspace being shut down for 10 days absent a major emergency, unquote. El Paso is the second most populous city in the U.S. near the border with Mexico. In Canada, at least nine people were killed and other over two dozen injured in a mass shooting in a small town in northeastern British Columbia. Six people were found dead in Tumbler Ridge Secondary School, while another died on the way to the hospital. Two others were found dead at a local residence, with police saying the incidents are likely connected. The suspected shooter reportedly also died of what appeared to be a self-inflicted injury. Darryl Krakowka, mayor of Tumbler Ridge, where the shooting took place, told the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, quote, I will know every victim. I've been here 19 years and we're a small community. I don't call them residents. I call them family, he said. The FBI raid on the Fulton County election office in Georgia last month was based on debunked claims from election deniers, according to a search warrant affidavit unsealed on Tuesday. The raid came after a referral from Kurt Olson, a lawyer who tried to overturn the 2020 election. One of the debunked claims listed in the affidavit comes from a so-called citizen researcher named Joe Rossi, who claimed the number of ballot images for Fulton County did not match the total number of ballots cast. But the state of Georgia did a machine and hand recount of the ballots and confirmed the tally. David Becker, the executive director of the Center for Election Innovation Research, said, quote, how an agent could sign off on an affidavit and a magistrate sign off on a warrant that confirms there's no evidence of intent to commit a federal crime is hard to fathom, he said. A federal grand jury on Tuesday declined to indict six Democratic lawmakers who were targeted by the Trump administration after they appeared in a 90-second video urging service members to refuse unlawful orders. The six Democrats are Congressmembers Jason Crow of Colorado, Maggie Goodlander and Chris DeLuzio of New Hampshire, and Chrissy Houlihan of Pennsylvania, as well as Senators Mark Kelly of Arizona and Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan. At the time, President Trump called for the execution of the Democratic lawmakers in the video. And in New Jersey, Ana Lilia Mejia, who helped run Senator Bernie Sanders' second presidential campaign, won the Democratic primary to fill the House seat left vacant by New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill. Mejia defeated former Democratic Congressmember Tom Malinowski. In the primary, Mejia was the only candidate to say she believed Israel committed genocide in Gaza. She has also called for abolishing ICE. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. Coming up, Democratic lawmakers grill top immigration officials at a White House hearing. We'll speak to two of them, Congressmembers Delia Ramirez of Illinois and Al Green of Texas. Stay with us.
Have her different, but I know it's a fact that Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and the Apostle Paul were black. The 10 letters I'm writing, each one reads the same. The 9 circles I'm drawing, one around your name. Land and freedom, steel and faith, tooth and bone and wire, and skin, scar, dirt and fire. Woo, woo, woo! Mic check.
Tom Morello performing Flesh Shapes the Day at Democracy Now!'s 20th anniversary in 2016. On Monday, February 23rd, Democracy Now! Will be celebrating our 30th anniversary at Riverside Church here in New York City. Guests will include Angela Davis, Naomi Klein, Maria Ressa, Michael Stipe, Wynton Marsalis, Masaba Butoha, V, Hooray for the Riff Raff, and more. Go to democracynow.org for more information and tickets. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman. On Capitol Hill, the heads of ICE, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services testified Tuesday before the House Homeland Security Committee. House Democrats repeatedly grilled them over the recent killings of Renee Good and Alex Preti in Minneapolis, as well as President Trump's overall mass deportation campaign and the violent tactics used by federal agents across the country. The hearing came as Democratic lawmakers continue to oppose new funding for the Department of Homeland Security unless Republicans agree to their demands to rein in federal immigration agents. This could lead to another partial government shutdown. This is Democrat Shrey Thanadar of Michigan questioning the immigration officials.
The ICU nurse, Alex Preti, deserve to die.
I cannot comment on an ongoing investigation, sir.
Did Renee Good deserve to die?
Sir, I can't comment on ongoing investigations.
Dirt Lines, do you agree with Secretary Noem and Vice President Vance's characterization of Renee Good as a domestic terrorist?
Sir, I can't speak to their comments. As that they are their own, but as an ongoing investigation, I can't speak to that.
Director Lyons, what did your agents mean when he said You raise your voice, I erase your voice. In the video just that we have seen, all of us have seen.
Sir, I'm not aware of that video that you have, sir. I can't comment on what that officer has said.
During Tuesday's House hearing, Texas Democrat Al Green called for Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to be prosecuted.
The secretary should be investigated right along with those officers who are out there engaged in this ungodly conduct. She should be investigated. And in my opinion, based upon my observation, secretary should not only be investigated, the secretary should be prosecuted right along with those officers. This man did not brandish. This man was not armed. This man did not attempt to hurt those officers. They should all be prosecuted. And you persons associated with the Trump
gentleman's time,
say lock her up. I say lock her up.
Texas Congressman Al Green will join us in a moment, along with Democrat Delia Ramirez of Illinois. But first, this is an excerpt of her remarks at Tuesday's hearing.
Mr. Lyons, I want to start with you. And I want to talk about ICE. Because under your leadership, ICE has shot and killed Silverio Villegas Gonzalez and Rene Good, violated nearly 100 court orders in January alone. You've used banned chokeholds in more than 40 cases, engaged in warrantless arrests despite of a consent decree, and you used children as bait to put 3,800 children in detention. You created traps for people at immigration court who were following the law and doing it the legal way. And you broke the law by entering to people's homes without a judicial warrant in violation of the Fourth Amendment. Now, let's talk about you, Mr. Scott, and CBP next. Under your leadership, CBP has attempted to execute Marimar Martinez, shooting her 5 times and not releasing the footage that you should release so that we can see the evidence, murdered Alex Preddy, used chemical agents dozens of times in Chicago after a judge ordered you to stop, conducted warrantless surveillance and racial profiling, and acted with total disrespect and disregard for the law while engaging in roving patrols, plate switching, dangerous traffic maneuvers, and observer intimidation. Again, criminals act with that total disregard for the law, and we continue to see it. You would both have us talk about respect for your mission and your agents. But your agencies are unaccountable, paramilitary forces, and I have just as much respect for you as I do for the last white men who put on masks to terrorize communities of color. I have no respect for the inheritors of the Klanhood and the slave patrol. Those activities were immoral then and criminal, and so are yours.
That was Democratic Congresswoman Delia Ramirez of Illinois. She's joining us now from Capitol Hill, along with Texas Congressman Al Green. We welcome you both to Democracy Now! Congressmember Ramirez, let's begin with you. The information that you were able to gather yesterday by speaking with the heads of the three major immigration agencies, you began by talking with Lyons or questioning him, the head of ICE right now.
Yeah, I mean, let's be frank. We had the three of them come before us a couple of minutes later, called into break because I think the administration probably thought that they were being too honest, perhaps in some cases, when they were saying that they had to respect maybe court orders or, you know, when Eric Swalwell asked the questions about how many people under Amazon have been killed, and they kept saying no, as referencing to Todd Lyons and the fact that he has talked about people being seen as shipments in an Amazon package. But look, the point is this. I looked at Evo in the eye. These three directors are responsible for what we are seeing around the country, whether it's in detention, whether it's in the streets, or even in the courts. Mr. Erlo, who is responsible to help navigate the immigration system, is weaponizing this agency to ensure that children are being arrested and put in these cages. What we saw were three people who have certainly, with the understanding of what they're doing, chosen to violate law, to operate unconstitutionally, to harm people and to think that they can get away with it. It's why it was so important for us to put on the record every single thing that has happened under each of these three agencies. And it's why I continue to say, I'm not going to talk about reforming DHS, and I said it to their face. It must be dismantled, and ICE has to be abolished. It's the only way forward. Mm.
What do you make of the acting ICE director, Todd Lyons, declaring we're only getting started?
That was a warning. It was a warning to the American people that they're not going to stop, that they believe that they have full impunity to continue to operate as thugs, as Klansmen, and continue to harm the people. They believe that it doesn't matter if it's you're an immigrant or you are an observer, that they have the full authority to keep harming people, and they think they're going to get away with it. Which is why, Amy, it was really important for me at the end of my remarks to remind them they will not always be in power. There will be a day of accountability, and I will do everything in my power for us to get to that place. I guarantee it.
Senator Chris Murphy warns that without reform, people are going to get killed. I wanted to ask you, given that ICE already has access to $75 billion, does a shutdown actually stop the violent operations being conducted by DHS? Friday the 13th, this Friday, is the end of the authorization for more money for DHS. Is that right? And what do you say to Democrats who are joining with the Republicans and saying continue the funding?
Well, look, let's be very clear. People are already dying right now. And they're not just dying in tier cities. They're not just being dragged out of their cars, pregnant women. They're not just tear gassing one-year-old children. They're also killing people, letting people die in detention. That's already happening. So I think it's very important for us to be very clear that this is a moment for Democrats to demonstrate that they're going to use every single tool at our disposal and leverage. And I'm going to tell you, Amy, the best way we stop this is shutting it down. Let it shut down on Friday. Let Republicans have to meet with us. Require them to come to the table, because we should not just be talking about the $11 billion. We should be talking about every single dollar that this agency has been using to execute people, to harm people, and to send people to places like Salvador and CECOT. This is a moment for us to use it, and I'm going to keep saying, shut it down, shut it down, shut it down.
So you're not just saying shut ICE down. You're saying shut the Department of Homeland Security down.
Shut the entire operation down. That's exactly right. Let's be very clear. And for those of you that are worried about FEMA, for those of you that are worried about Coast Guard, under Kristi Noem, these agencies have already seen cuts to their funding. Many of them are not seeing the grants allowed to go into many of these cities that desperately need it because of weather, natural disaster. They're already taking their money. It's not like giving them more money is actually going to go to FEMA and Coast Guard. We need to shut it down, and then I think it's going to force them to come to the table and have a serious conversation with us about how we actually move forward without the killings, without the terrorizing, without the detaining of children. I have a 14-year-old eighth grader at the same detention center where there was a measles outbreak. Enough is enough. Democrats have a leverage. Shame on us if we continue to fail.
This is your colleague, Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California, also questioning the acting ICE director, Todd Lyons.
A couple nights ago, I met with a woman who works as a cashier at a grocery store, and I told her I was coming to see you, Mr. Lyons, and she said, will you ask him, and she didn't want to give her name. She was terrified to give her name, but she said, when I get off my shift around midnight and I walk through the parking lot to my car, she said, if somebody rolls up in an unidentified van and gets out wearing all black and their face is covered and they don't have any identification and they ask me to get into the van, how do I know who they are? How does she know, Mr. Lyons? How does she know if they're an ICE agent or bad guys?
Sir, ICE agents have identifiable placards on their uniforms as well as their badges representative, but you won't see ICE agents rolling through the parking lots and just snatching someone up. ICE does intelligence-driven targeted enforcement operations.
Well, Mr. Homan and others have said that they target individuals based on the color of their skin and the accents that they speak, and that's why people are running through the fields and factories where they work.
And this is Democratic Congressman Luke Correa, also of California, questioning acting ICE head Todd Lyons.
Are you surveilling U.S. citizens today?
No, sir.
Those people protesting, practicing this First Amendment right, photos of them, data taken, they're not being placed in any kind of a database?
There is no database for protesters, sir.
One of your officers in Maine said to one of the individuals protesting, we're going to put your face in a little database. What does that mean? Do you have a little database of Americans?
No, sir, we don't.
Then what do you think your ICE agent was doing to this individual when he said those statements?
I can't speak for that individual, sir, but I can assure you there is no database that